Hi, Sander. How are you?
Good morning. Just terrific. And you, Jill?
All is well, always motivated by your terrificness. Now, apropos, what are some strategies for eradicating workplace bullying?
Well, that's an interesting question. We talk about bullying a lot. It's in the press all the time. Young people being bullied, skin problems, they're gay in a straight community. There's a lot of bullying. And as you know, we read the same thing. There's a lot of suicides, the bullying. But we're not going to get into that today. We're going to talk about workplace bullying, and there's a lot of that as well. Before we get into that, there's a very interesting article in Business Week this past week that I thought our listeners would be interested in. It's about Amazon. It's called Inside Amazon People Court. Let me just quote a little bit about it. It's not exactly bullying, but close. So here it is. Jane was working in Amazon.com's Seattle headquarters when she was asked to a meeting with a manager and a human resource representative under a program called Pivot, P-I-V-O-T. They gave her a document outlining concerns about her work performance and spelled out three choices. She could quit and receive severance pay, spend the next several weeks trying to keep her job by meeting certain performance goals, or square off with her manager in a video conference version of the Thunderdome, pleading her case with a panel of coworkers while her boss argued against her. Jane, who asked that her real name not be used to discuss a personal matter, chose the last one. So I don't know what you call it. I mean, it's not exactly bullying. I don't know how long Amazon is going to keep this ridiculous kind of system. The pressure on Jane is unbelievable. Having the boss argue against her. It's in this past week, Business Week, the whole story in court. Okay, so let's get into an article again by Catherine Zundel. She is the CEO of, quote, CivilityPartners.com. CivilityPartners.com gets involved with the bullying issues within the corporate setting. So here it is. It's repeated. It creates a psychological power imbalance of bullying, causes harm to targets and witnesses, and is expensive. Bullying is not conflict or a simple case of incivility. It is ongoing and pervasive abuse that causes stress, anxiety, and depression, which leads to health conditions such as high blood pressure and heart disease. We know that. Naturally, employees living in fear is bad for business and costs the bottom line with poor quality work, wasted time, lost clients, bad reputations, and turnover. So this kind of behavior, the bullying, comes in three basic forms, according to Catherine Zundel. Aggressive communication, yelling, angry outbursts, rude emails, aggressive body language and facial expressions, humiliation, punitive punishment, pointing out mistakes in public, taunting on social media, social isolation. That kind of reminds me of what we just spoke about, the Amazon situation, how they handle it. Manipulation, assigning impossible amounts of work, impossible deadlines, giving only some instructions rather than all, leaving people out of meetings. Okay. Third, interestingly, as harmful as these behaviors are, they are perfectly legal. Bullying those of a particular race, sexual orientation, or gender, for example, and that is illegal harassment. Bullying everyone, and that is legal. I see too many companies, therefore, rationalizing that bullying isn't that bad or that there's nothing they can do about it. In addition, people who bully are often seen as quite valuable, so that perceived value outweighs the real damage. I had a couple of those, by the way, Jill. I had a gentleman in a very senior spot in the account management, and had a woman in the creative department who was quite a bully as well. A lot of my good people left because of her. Anyway, until I let her go. Anyway, people who bully are totally unaware of the damage they're causing. I know it feels intentional when at the receiving end, but take it from someone who specializes in coaching these individuals, she says about herself. It is not intentional, and they can change. The key issue I'm about to mention is the following. Bullying and harassment have become a real problem in today's workplace. Obviously, we know about this because we see it in the paper constantly. So don't let your organization continue to tolerate these employee behaviors that could expose your company to a host of legal issues. So, what can be done? Meet with the employee and address his or her bullying behavior. Meet with them. In order to overcome the inevitable denial you will face, I recommend focusing on one fact, which is that a perception exists that this particular person we're discussing, the bully, is too aggressive. When the denial sets in, don't argue. Simply state, I don't know the facts of the individual scenarios because I wasn't there, but I do know one fact, and the fact is that people perceive you as too aggressive. The second fact is that I know this perception has to change. Here's a situation that happens a lot with the bully, Jill. You know, you don't want her or him to leave because they're great with clients, great with the customer. They're really terrific with them. They're terrible with their own people. And that's really a major issue. What do you do? You know, do you have the guts to say, you know what, I don't want people like this around? Or you're saying, I'm going to lose a lot of clients, a lot of customers. So it's a challenge for the boss. So number two, provide the individual with consequences if no change occurs. We're talking about what do you do with the bully. But also provide resources for change. Perhaps it's a mentor in the organization or a coach who specializes in helping people who bully become more self-aware. And that's what this particular consultant does who wrote the article. Three, ensure leadership is on board with this. A business case is your best bet. Put up a blank worksheet and start figuring out how many hours you may have spent on this issue, how much the turnover has cost, and more. You might also mention that bullying is one hair away from harassment, which it is. I mean, I don't think it's one hair away. It is harassment. Four, last point, focus on building a positive workplace culture. So important. This is your best defense against bullying. Some ways to do that include adding a topic of respect to your training programs, creating a culture committee to create plans around change, and finding ways to bring your own core values to life. So all this stuff sounds good, Jill. Tough to execute, really tough to execute. And I'm sure, you know, you've spoken to a lot of people, interviewed a lot of people. In this case, the same kind of case where, you know, you want to get rid of the bullying. You know, you love the people under, and they're being harassed, but the bully has a lot of clients in her or his control. And what the heck do you do? And as you know, people really don't change. You can speak to them, they nod their head, but you know what? You see very little change. If you're not a listener, for example, you're not going to become a listener. No matter how much coaching you get, you're not going to change. That's been my experience with a lot of people that have worked for me. So, what are your thoughts about bullying?
I think that it is not as... I think it's becoming a catchword in a funny way for massive communication failure.
Yeah.
And because there's bullying and then there's bullying. I'm not trying to... I'm not advocating any of it. I'm just saying, yeah. And I have an example that's not, it's not dissimilar to your Amazon one at the beginning of the article, but this is a young woman who has been working nights for Google. And, you know, she's good at her job, but the nights are literally messing with her head, her mind, her emotional state. And so she basically went home and at home had, you know, just totally flipped out.
Wow.
But at no time, and this is what's so odd, because because at work X number of years ago, I would have handled this differently. At no time had she gone to anyone and said, you know, I really love working here, and can we do something to get me on days, because I've done nights for about as long as my mental and physical health can cope with. It's like no conversation was started or initiated by.
Yes. Yes.
And that's, you know.
That's a good case.
I just went, I was a little, you know, taken aback, because back in the day, you would go to your employer or your supervisor or, and you would say, hey, anything we can do about, you're like, here's what's going on, anything we can do about that. And I just,
yeah.
The sooner that that's brought into the dialogue, the better.
Sure.
So.
Of course. Well, interesting case. Happy we had a chance to discuss it. There's a lot of it now. A lot of it going on, and there's not enough executive people to coach. There's not enough people in there to coach. So as I said, as long as the bully is jumping the revenue for the firm, they'll find a way to keep the bully.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day, Jill.